When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, June 7th. Hope everyone is able to have a safe, happy, fun weekend. Hopefully everyone can beat the heat out there. It is going to be a scorcher in Duval County. Find some water. Get your butt in it, in my opinion, right? But we do have some news here. The Jaguars have signed their second-round pick, Mason Smith, to his rookie contract, according to Aaron Wilson. We're going to talk about which rookies remain yet to be signed, and kind of take a look back at this whole rookie class, a refresher now that OTAs are in the books. Take a look at where all these guys are at heading into mandatory minicamp and then, of course, training camp, all that good stuff. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjack.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Going to throw out a special offer for y'all today only. Again, it's Friday, June 7th. If you are a viewer or a listener of this show, you can go on, get yourself an order today at jenjack.com/shop, and we will throw in a free holographic Jaguars sticker, throwback sticker, right? jenjack.com/shop. Go pick something up. You'll get a free sticker today only. Not putting that out anywhere else, only here on YouTube and, of course, your podcast platform of choice. Really appreciate y'all's support. You can also become a channel member. So, looking at this Jaguars rookie class, right? Now that Mason Smith is under contract, that means all but one of the Jaguars' rookie draft picks has signed their deal. Brian Thomas Jr., the first-round pick wide receiver out of LSU, is the remaining player that needs to get that deal signed. And I would expect that to get done in the coming days. I don't think it's going to be a drawn-out process at all. With the new-ish, I say new-ish because it's not really new anymore, but when you've been following the NFL as long as some of us have, it still feels new. But with the rookie wage scale how it is today, there's not as much room for negotiation in these rookie contracts. Like, these rookies used to be getting paid unbelievable amounts of money straight out of college. The NFL changed that to where they have much more reasonable contracts coming in. But there's a lot less to deliberate, to argue, to you know, negotiate over with these deals. You can argue over some guarantees, things of that nature, but it's really much more cut and dry than it used to be. Your wage is kind of slotted, and then you can just negotiate some of the finer details. But yeah, I expect Brian Thomas Jr. to be under contract very soon. But we do have Mason Smith under contract heading into mandatory minicamp, which kicks off next week. Wanted to do a refresher on where these Jaguars rookies are at heading into mandatory minicamp. I'd expect Mason Smith to be competing for reps on the interior this season. Probably right now he's interior defensive lineman number four. Say Eric Armstead, Devon Hamilton, Roy Robertson Harris are in front of him, but I would probably slot Mason Smith in right there after those guys as someone who's going to be competing for reps, will get reps. He's got some big time talent. It's all about refining that throughout this offseason and throughout the early stages of his career. A guy that has great length, great strength, very athletic, can get off the football, can run. And you've seen some pass rush plan. You've seen some hand moves and counters, but you want to see it a lot more consistently. You want to see him develop into someone who can make a steady impact for the Jaguars and potentially be an upper echelon interior defensive lineman because he has the physical talent to do that. He's just got to develop his skills, right? But I think he will compete for reps early and eventually carve out a nice role as a rotational defensive lineman for the Jaguars in year one. Third rounder, Jarian Jones. He's also under contract. Again, the Jaguars have signed their entire rookie class outside of Brian Thomas Jr. So Jarian Jones will compete at nickel and outside. To me, I think his quickest path to the field is probably at nickel, because you do have Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby out there that are guys with a lot of experience. But Jarian Jones, he has been fantastic for the Jaguars so far. And I know You're not hitting. There's no pads, all that stuff. But he looks different. Like, usually rookie cornerbacks are a little swimming out there a little bit early on in their rookie offseason, getting into minicamp, all that stuff. Jarian Jones has looked the part every step of the way. He's been awesome. Fourth rounder Javon Foster, he's under contract, offensive tackle out of Missouri. He's way down the depth chart at this moment at tackle. He's OT4.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But he'll stick around for a while, I would wager. I think that the Jaguars, they have some question marks about tackle in the future. Obviously, Cam Robinson and Walker Little both on expiring deals in 2024. So I don't think Javon Foster will go anywhere. But there's also a good chance he will not see the field in 2024. Another fourth rounder, Jordan Jefferson, the third LSU player the Jaguars selected. I think he'll compete for reps at nose tackle. I think that he will get reps out there for the Jaguars in year one. When you talk about the defensive front, it's a lot more of a rotation than the offensive line. Like, on the offensive line, if there's somebody that's a backup in the game, that means somebody went down with injury. On defense, you're going to see backups in the game a lot more consistently. Keep those guys fresh. And I think that Jordan Jefferson probably will be able to earn some reps at nose tackle. He's a good run defender. He's a big, physical, strong defensive lineman. Fifth rounder DeAndre Prince, he's competing for a roster spot at this point. He's got talent, and he's a speedster, but he's competing with Buster Brown, Trey Flowers, Christian Braswell, guys that have been around a little bit. They're going to be a challenge to overtake, in my opinion. Keelan Robinson, I think he's going to make the roster, running back / special teamer. He's a depth piece on the offensive side of the ball, an offensive weapon and a running back, and also a core special teamer who can return, who can cover, all that good stuff. Cam Little, in my opinion, I think he is ahead in the kicking competition. And that's what you would expect, right? Cam Little was a draft pick at kicker. If you draft a kicker, they are expected to be your starter. Like, you're not drafting a kicker and saying this is really an open competition, which is what the Jaguars are trying to preach, because they're trying to get the best out of both Cam Little and Riley Patterson. But to me, it was always Cam Little's job to lose, being a sixth round pick. I do think he is ahead in the competition. He is very confident. He has a very big leg, and he hasn't been inaccurate at all so far. So I think his confidence and his talent are showing so far. And then, of course, Miles Cole, the Jaguars' final draft pick, still not sure where he's going to slot in terms of edge depth. He is an edge defender. He has some unbelievable physical traits, like, you put this guy, just lined up next to anyone in the NFL, and he looks the part, but has a long way to go in his development. I think he's either back into the roster or practice squad at this point. Can they stash him on the practice squad? Considering he was available in the seventh round, I think there's a decent chance, but we'll see how it plays out. He's going to have to really show some development throughout minicamp and training camp to kind of try to earn a roster spot on the back end of this roster. We'll see how it plays out there. And then, of course, Brian Thomas Jr., as I mentioned, the lone rookie yet to sign. But again, that's probably coming very, very soon for BTJ. I do think that he's going to obviously have a big role in the Jaguars offense early on, probably one of their two starting outside wide receivers. And I do think Joshua Cephas, who was not a draft pick, has a chance to make it. I think that he probably has the inside track at wide receiver 6, just because he's such a professional. He's got good size. He releases off the line well. He runs routes well. He's detail-oriented. Like, you can see him out there on the practice field trying to help his teammates, but also making sure that he's doing everything the right way. When he messes up on something, you can tell the frustration he has, and it doesn't happen very often. And he has incredible hands. So I think that Joshua Cephas probably has the inside track at wide receiver 6, a undrafted free agent by the Jaguars. But that's just kind of a little recap of the Jaguars rookie class. Again, everybody has signed except for Brian Thomas Jr. We'll see when that happens, but I'd expect it to happen very soon. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. here. Again, you can get a free holographic Leaping Jag sticker, throwback sticker here if you order today. Leave a note in the notes section letting me know that you're from YouTube, and we'll throw in one of those holographic stickers for you. Really appreciate y'all's support. Have a good weekend.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.